Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week was Ag Day. In fact, it was an Ag Week. AgriPulse had a panel of speakers talking about one of our industry's biggest challenges. How do we communicate about our industry today? Very few people know anything about the business of producing food. We can't produce enough food without new technology, and that includes genetic engineering. We could farm like they do in Africa, where in some countries the cost of feeding a family eats up 80% of a family's income. Well, in the United States, the cost is less than 10%. Ag Day is an opportunity to celebrate the remarkable contribution American agriculture makes to this country and the world. We enjoyed a beautiful dinner, which was held in the atrium of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Secretary Vilsack spoke to us. He's been a strong supporter of genetic engineering, and I felt very much at home at USDA with a room full of ag friends, John Deere, Monsanto, future farmers, cattlemen, pork producers, and Orion Samuelson serving as MC. We have a lot to be proud of. Just one farmer in this country produces enough food to feed 155 people. That's amazing. At the same time, it is a problem because so few people understand farming. We produce so much food and do it with less crop acres than we did 40 years ago. That's precision farming. Besides feeding so many people, 10% of our gasoline comes from farms too, ethanol. As good as we are, we constantly face unpredictable, devastating challenges every year. We can't control the weather. Look at the terrible drought in California. And 3 years ago, a drought in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico forced ranchers to sell their cattle. They didn't have the feed. Surplus production and weak demand can drive down prices, too. Net farm income this year is projected to be at a 14-year low, lowest since 2002. And this year's farm income will drop to $54.8 billion. That's a 56% plunge from 2013 high of $123 billion. Animal and crop receipts are headed down this year also. There are some positive signs. Debt-to-asset ratio at 13% is relatively low, and interest rates very low. I remember in the 1980s when I was Secretary of Agriculture, interest rates hit 15 to 18%. The cost of money was killing us. Farming has always been a roller coaster, and we will ride this one to a better day. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.